Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Education or the Inside Outside, guys. Today, featuring Atlas Home Improvement.
Man, we're going to have fun with these people today. We're going to be talking a lot about home safety, which we don't really hit on much.
Atlas Home Improvement has been a longtime team partner of the Inside Outside guys, and they have made literally hundreds, if not thousands, of our listeners happy over the years. But today we're going to talk about something that a lot of people don't like talking about, but it is very, very important.
The old guys like me, our pride gets in the way of talking about what's really going on in our lives, so we're going to try to break through some of those barriers today.
Yes, Atlas Home Improvement has started a safety division, and we're going to spend the next hour talking about how to keep you safe in your home right here with the Inside Outside guys and Atlas Home Improvement, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys bonus hour sponsored by Atlas Home Improvement. We've got the owner, we've got the chief cook and bottle washer, Darian Bobby, with us. Darian, you guys have started a new division and you're calling it Home Safety. You want to give a little background on that for our listeners?
Absolutely. So thank you guys for having us. It's good to see you again. Atlas Home Safety is the name of the company. It is a division of Atlas Home Improvement. Now, you probably know, and your listeners know, we've been doing, you know, safety for a long time. A lot of our products, you know, kind of revolve around safety. But we felt the need to create a division that's specifically geared towards safety because of how important it is. And I thought I would share, you know, how it really got started for us. It dates back to, you know, really like the mid-80s. When I would have been, in middle school, and my dad started having some challenges with his own parents. You know, my dad's from Pennsylvania area. And, you know, not to be too negative of a story to start out, but my grandfather had had a fall in the home and subsequently passed. And I sort of knew this was going on behind the scenes, but I was too young to really be involved in it. But I remember my dad going back to Pennsylvania, you know, not too long after, you know, his father had passed, and finding out that there was some challenges going on with his mom, which is my grandmother.
Now, at what age were grandpa and grandma roughly at that point?
Do you remember? They were in their, you know, mid-80s at that point. So it's like within a couple years, they both started having challenges in the home and nobody was really paying attention to it. You know, does that sound familiar?
Especially back then.
Yeah.
I mean, all the kids are out of the house. No one's keeping an eye on them 24/7. So that does make sense. Yeah.
So after my grandfather had fell in the home, my grandmother started becoming very, very worried about falling. And sadly, nobody was paying attention to the level they should have been. And then my grandmother fell, ended up fracturing a hip. So most people who have something like that happen don't ever make it back.
You're right.
So my grandmother was a fighter. You know, she was a very strong-willed lady, and she recovered, and she came back to the home. And my dad went back and worked with his brothers and his sister to try to figure out a solution. And my grandmother, you know, that house, I think about that house. I played in that house as a kid, and the grandkids loved that house. There was so much cool places to hide, and we used to play hide and seek in the basement. It was a great house. I mean, I know that house. I could draw it. I know it so well. And the problem, looking back on that house, you had a second story where my grandmother's bedroom was. You had a main level, and then you had the basement where the laundry room was. And so she had to come down the steps to the main level where the kitchen and everything was. And then if she wanted to do laundry, she would go down to the basement. Well, we found out that she started going down to the basement also to shower because there was a old-fashioned concrete barrier-free shower down there.
I remember some of those.
Yeah. Remember those?
Yeah.
Which was a cool shower to shower in when you were a kid, but
kind
it wasn't
spooky.
It wasn't luxury, you know. It was kind of spooky.
It's true. Yeah.
But the thing is, they had a shower in the main level with an old-fashioned cast-iron tub.
She had to lift her leg over it. I mean, yeah.
And that was the shower that she used, that I remember her using. But it got to a point where she didn't feel comfortable getting into that bathtub anymore. And can you believe back then, it never occurred to anybody to take that bathtub out and put a shower in. It just wasn't on the awareness.
They were slippery too.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
So here my grandmother is going up and down all these stairs and she's terrified of falling. So my dad installed a stair lift back for her in the mid 80s.
Wow.
So she was able to take a stair lift down to do her laundry and to care, you know, it almost works as a dumbwaiter where you can take your laundry stuff up and down on your lap.
Yeah.
And then she would go down and she would use that barrier-free shower. And they ended up moving her bedroom down to the main level. But that's how she was able to live out her life. And, you know, she had a quality of life because she was able to stay in that home that she loved.
Wow. And that was a long time ago.
Does anyone really our age not have a story like that? Whether it's grandma, mama, dad, or aunt or uncle that we've all, over the years, tried to help? Yeah.
You're so right. So how has this changed your perspective internally? Because, again, a lot of what you've done is focused on these kinds of things over the years anyway.
You know, it's interesting because it's obviously a very personal experience for us because our background and our own family is kind of how this started. I remember my dad coming back after he had installed that, you know, that stair lift for his mom. You know, he didn't even know what he was doing, but, you know, he's a very handy guy, as you guys know, and he was able to put it together and make it work. And he came back and he said, you know, there's got to be a better way. You know, even back then, I remember him saying, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better solution, you know, than what my parents went through. And so that was kind of, you know, wasn't really paying attention when I was that young, but I remember him saying that. And then, you know, later on, I was just telling Eric, you know, my dad encouraged me, we'll say it that way, he encouraged me to become CAPS certified. And I didn't even completely understand what that meant at the time. But my dad says, we really need to be CAPS certified. It's really important. You're going to be glad later if you do this. And I don't know if you remember, but guess who my teacher was when I got my CAPS certification trainer? The best teacher is Chuck. You were my trainer for CAPS certification. Do you remember that?
Certified guy, yeah. Aging in place is what CAPS stands for.
That was a 3-day program then.
Yes.
Yeah. We used to go throughout the nation. Where did you attend? Do you recall? Was it right here at the HBA? Or
I think it was, yeah. So, anyways, thank you for that.
You know, Darren, you're talking about when you're in junior high, and everyone probably remembers this, a commercial where the lady said, I've fallen and I can't get up. And for us young people, that was kind of a joke. You know, we'd say that kind of stuff. And I remember years ago driving up to my grandmother's house up north, and when I got there, like 5 o'clock at night, she had fallen early in the day. She'd been laying in one spot for almost 9 to 10 hours. And yeah, if I wouldn't have got up there, I only want to think of what wouldn't happen. And that's what we're going to spend the rest of this show talking about, how to help your loved ones so situations like that don't happen in their home, keeping them safe. Stick around for more with Atlas Home Improvement. We are talking being safe in your home. Is there anything more important?
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by Atlas Home Improvement. We should be saying Atlas Home Safety. We're going to be talking with Darian Bobby, one of the owners, and Eric Brown, who is kind of focusing on the home safety issue. Eric, Darian, you guys do a lot of bathrooms, and people spend a lot of time in their bathrooms. What kind of safety issues are we to be thinking about in bathrooms?
Well, as you guys know, we already do a lot of work in the bathroom. And, you know, I was thinking about what you were saying at the last segment, Ken, and check out these statistics. 1 out of 3 adults who are over the age of 65 are going to have a fall this year. 1 out of 3. Think about that. And falls account for about 65% of home injury deaths. So falls are really an epidemic, okay? And then when you start narrowing in on where falls are occurring, guess what? About half of serious injuries are occurring in the bathroom. So we've known that for a long time. So, you know, we have a lot of products that are designed to make the home safer. And bathrooms is a good place to start. Okay, there's a lot of areas that need worked on, but bathrooms are a good place to start. So I was telling Eric about, you know, an experience that happened to me years ago. This is probably going back over 10 years ago. And I met with two elderly people who were great people, but they were having a hard time, you know, frankly, talking to me as a stranger about what was going on in their life. And I was trying to ask questions to learn what was going on so I could figure out how to help them, you know. And after we had spent, you know, some time together, you know, probably close to an hour, it was kind of like some barriers came down and they started realizing that I really was there, you know, not to try to sell them something, but to try to help them. And I learned that this woman had not taken a bath in like 3 years. And she was standing in front of the sink and she was, you know, bathing with a towel. And I was a younger guy at the time, but, you know, my kids were just little. And it was just like, I couldn't believe that somebody was living that like that.
Pretty common.
Pretty common. And how easy it was to fix.
Yes.
And I was like determined that I need to do a better job to educate people on how we can make their lives better.
Touches your heart, doesn't it?
It really does. It chokes me up even to think about that because, you know, that really changed that people's life for the better. And you start feeling really good about that, you know, beyond, you know, being in business and employing people and taking care of the clients. I mean, it really does become personal and you feel really good. And we have a little mini slogan here that we kind of do more internally than externally. But, you know, we tell our staff and our staff believes it and we know it's true based on statistics. We save lives here. And so that makes people feel really good about what they do in this Atlas Home Safety Division. So, you know, back to bathrooms. For many, many years, we've been installing, let's say, tub to shower conversions. You know, we take out a bathtub, you know, we put a walk-in shower in. Boy, I wish we would have had that available for my grandmother, you know, back in the 80s, but we didn't know at the time, okay? We do barrier-free showers and try to get rid of any barrier. Sometimes people have needs for a wheelchair or they need to have almost no barrier, you know, to be able to get into the shower. So we have some cool products. We have a collapsible barrier where it's like a rubber barrier that or a styrofoam barrier that a wheelchair can roll right over top of. We sell, as you know, walk-in tubs. We've got all kinds of safety products that can be used inside a bathroom, from safety bars to special shelves that look stylish, but they're built into the wall and they're designed, you know, to hold on to. You know, we must have 6 or 7 different built-in seat options. Sometimes they're a bench seat. Sometimes they are designed to transfer from a wheelchair into a seat. Sometimes they fold down off the walls. So we have so many products that are available. It's like we can't even get it into them, you know, on your show. But I was saying to you guys earlier, I'm not sure that a lot of people realize all these products that are available to make their life better.
And toilets, even toilets. I mean, everybody uses a toilet several times a day, but there's a difference in what you can provide for them to keep them safer.
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of things around the toilet to just have things to hold on to structurally. But there's also a really cool, you know, lift product, which is designed to help certain people able to, you know, the actual toilet seat will lift off the ground to help people get down onto a toilet or to get off of a toilet. So there's just some amazing products that are available. And, you know, we got to educate people.
And you just mentioned that we couldn't get it all done in one show, and we won't get it all talked about in one show. So that's why you really want people to give you a call and to go to your website so they can learn more about this.
Yeah, so thank you for saying that. And, you know, we are Atlas Home Improvement, but we are also now Atlas Home Safety. And we created a separate website to help differentiate the two and let people understand all the products that are available. And that website is atlashomesafety.com, which is now live.
So, Darian, I don't want to disclose to a total stranger that I am not as physically able as I used to be. How does a guy like Eric Brown figure into this? And how do you get me to open up when you're in my home?
The key is to build trust, right, Chuck? You know, you have a buddy, I'm sure, down the road who has had some mobility issues where someone recommended some products for them, right? And you learn that there is opportunity to help yourself, right, within your home. So Darian just explained our strengths in bathrooms and some of the things, how we can help there. But it really is about the entire home. How can someone be more mobile, and safer in their home. So we're not going to go into detailed products, but for example, there are those who cannot manage their stairs anymore, okay? So there's a stair lift, okay? And maybe it's a unique stairwell. Well, we can develop a stair lift particular to that, specific to that stairwell, okay? There's other challenges. And what we do in a home consultation is we evaluate what their mobility needs are by room, okay? So we take the necessary time to ask the questions to really understand their needs. And really, you need to build trust with folks to be able to be candid with you, right? And establish the fact that we're there to help them, okay? To Darian's point, we have saved lives, okay? And that's our goal. Home safety is an extension of a 34-year institution that has helped families here in the Detroit area. So from stair lifts to portable and fixed ceiling lifts to help folks get out of bed, to additional safety poles and different products that'll help in the bedroom, okay, to help them. So our team, and I manage the home safety team, our team is committed to addressing your needs. When you access our website, atlashomesafety.com, we'll get out there and help you.
And we want people to understand that this is a very niche, unique thing that you guys are doing, because you're not only dealing with improving, but you're also improving while trying to... People don't like coming to the house, and people really don't like their house looking like someone who's handicapped lives there. And I know you guys do a really good job of that. Darian, can you explain how you can help people with that and alleviate their fears?
Well, we absolutely are going to try to come up with solutions that, you know, people are going to feel comfortable with and they're going to like having. The key really is to keep people in their home. Okay. Most people want to stay in their home. You know, I always say it's the home that you raised your family in. You know, it's the home that you love. Nobody wants to leave their home. Listen to these stats. The costs associated with leaving your home, not just quality of life issues, but the costs. People don't, sadly,
moving's expensive.
People don't look into this until they have to. But on average, assisted living is about $900 a week or $46,000 a year, assisted living. Now, there's also a next level up that's kind of like a shared nursing home facility or a semi-private. If you go all the way up to a private nursing facility, now you're up to about $1,500 a week or $80,000 a year.
And nobody wants to do that.
Well, who would want to do it?
Right.
You know, so
who could afford to do it?
Right.
So I always used to tell my clients when I was out meeting with them, I don't care who you are or how much money you got set aside. A couple years of that, everybody's bankrupt. You know, so we have to figure out a way to help people stay safe in their homes.
We went through that with my mother, and your statistics are right on. When we come back, you know, money's a big concern for people,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So maybe we ought to talk about, you know, various agencies, Eric, that you're aware of that might help people finance these improvements.
Stick around for more with Atlas Home Safety. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys. Today featuring Atlas Home Improvement and Atlas Home Safety. You know, Chuck, when we were young, we talked about it earlier. When a younger couple found a house, let's say their 20s, they love the house, they raise their children in the house, they want to stay in that house to the day they die, but they don't know everything. We're talking everything that's available out there. And also, they're very prideful. Nobody wants to do this stuff.
No.
That's the kind of stuff you had to see. What are some of those issues that you saw while you were teaching these classes?
Well, I think it's a huge hurdle, especially for like a man my age, to admit that he is not the guy he used to be, even with negotiating stairs. And Darian, I'm thinking of a buddy of mine my age who has mobility issues, and he's quite a bit north of us, so he's not even in your territory. But he had someone come out with a shower replacement, tear out the tub, replace it with a shower. And he called me because he said, Charlie, I can't afford this. And I got to believe that price point or price fear is a big issue with a lot of people like us.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment about that, but the first thing that pops into my head when I hear you say that, I learned this a while back from my dad, and it's so true. People need to start being a little bit more proactive and not reactive. So unfortunately, what we see a lot in our industry, most people wait until there's some type of a crisis.
So true.
And then they react, you know, and it's a lot of times, if you think about it, you don't make great decisions because you're sort of in panic mode. You know, you haven't planned for it. You need something on short notice, you know, and frankly, they come, you know, like, hey, I need something yesterday. Well, guess what? You know, it's very difficult to procure the right product and get it and install it immediately. And so it becomes a real stressful situation for everybody. So it's really important to be proactive, not reactive. Now, yes, we hear it every single day. I can't afford it. I know I have to do something, but I can't afford it. Part of why I think we're successful is we help people find solutions. So sometimes it's just coming up with a payment plan, okay? And we have great relationships with, you know, providers that offer specialty plans for people who are doing home improvements, and these fall underneath home improvements. And we can kind of reduce things to the ridiculous and make them very affordable and make it a monthly basis. I was telling you guys earlier, a lot of things get done, you know, $100 a month is absolutely possible for a lot of solutions.
That's huge.
So people think of this big total and they think, oh my gosh, I can't do it. Listen, if you don't do something, the alternative we talked earlier about when you leave your house, you think you can't afford to fix your house up? Wait till you find out how expensive it is to leave your home.
Darian, these are conversations that the kids need to start having with mom and dad today,
right,
to avoid exactly what you're talking about.
You know, I was telling you guys earlier about my dad. My dad is my business partner. You know, he's now in his 70s. We do this for a living. And I'm having a difficult time having the conversation with my parents.
Wow.
And we own a home improvement business that specializes in safety. You know, I was just telling you guys a story. It's kind of funny, but I was watching my dad struggle just a week ago trying to get out of bed. You know, and it wasn't like a big thing. It happened for...
He didn't have to go to work.
You know, he wasn't trying to get to work or anything. Right. He was just getting out of bed, and I just observed it. You know, I was just over there visiting them. And I'm watching my dad struggle. And I said, hey, Dad, you know, we've got a bed rail system. It's a very, very small little rail.
That's, unintrusive.
Yeah. I mean, you hardly even notice it. I mean, it's a nice color. It's like, yeah, you barely notice it. I showed him on our new website that just launched. And I said, hey, check out this product. You know, he knows about the product. And he says, yeah. He says, I would love that. And so I sent an email to our contact. And I said, hey, ship one of these directly to my dad's house and just bill us. And, you know, we got a great partner. And he says, it'll be there in 3 days. And, you know, my dad's the handiest guy that exists. He installed it for himself in 30 minutes, you know, because most people wouldn't probably be capable. But my dad's a very capable, handy guy. He was able to install it for himself. And he sent me a picture like yesterday. And he says, wow, what a great solution.
His life is easier.
Now,
period.
My dad does this for a living. You would think he would be, you know, saying, hey, I need X, Y, and Z. But it's like people don't ask for help proactively for some reason. It's like they will struggle. And listen, can anybody relate to having stubborn parents?
Oh, we adapt. You know, we don't need you to help us. We'll just adapt. I'll find a way to get out of bed. If I have to roll out of bed, by golly, I'll do it.
Darn it, I changed your diapers.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm dealing with this myself with my own family. You know, we're in the business, and yet my parents live in a home that's got stairs that, just like grandparents. You know, they have stairs to get downstairs from the bedrooms and the showers, and then they've got stairs to go down to the basement to do the laundry,
even from the garage to the house a lot of times.
And there's four steps there, you know. So, you know, that brings up you know, at some point, I think we want to talk about some additional products. But, you know, back to funding for a second, because I really do think that that's an important topic.
It is. It really
I know that that is a big barrier for people to want to do anything. So, you know, part of what we do is a consultation to help talk to people about what their options are. And sometimes we can do things ourselves and we can hook them up through a payment plan. But there's also, you know, different other possible funding sources. Eric, do you have any comments on that?
Absolutely. So to your question, Chuck, right, about, or your example about your buddy, right, up north, we need to make it attainable, right? We need to provide options, and we need to provide options, though, based on an accurate and complete home consultation, right? Okay. That's how we identify the products that are going to meet the need. Now, some of those we mentioned earlier are stair lifts, okay, that'll go up a curved stairwell, a straight stairwell. But a lot of the fundamental products, like the day-in and day-out accessibility, is exactly what Darian's referring to with his dad, right? There's a super pole, it's called, that actually is a vertical pole that has a horizontal features to help you get up from the commode. And then the vertical pole helps you in the shower. So there's a twofold benefit, right, to that.
Yeah, but how about the idea that, let's be honest, Darian, your dad didn't even acknowledge that that was an issue for him. He was just doing it. He was adapting, and you needed to observe him and say, Dad, this exists. Is that what you guys do in
a home
consultation?
Well, I'm telling you that's a big problem because the kids – and I'm the kid now.
Sure. Okay?
The kids of older parents, they don't see how the parents struggle.
No.
And they don't understand what they're going through, you know. And so this does become more of a process where we need to get everybody involved.
Okay.
You know, sometimes we've had consultations where they're we kind of have a philosophy. We're not trying to hide anything. You know, we want to be transparent.
Of course.
We want to get everybody involved. We want to get everybody on the same page. And the more the kids get involved and see what the parents' struggles are, the more they're 100% on board. How do we fix this?
So in your initial visit, Eric, you would be trained to observe those types of things?
Absolutely. We'll go by room and we'll ask the questions, what are you most challenged with in this room? Okay.
Well, everybody knows how important veterans are to Atlas Home Improvement. Can you talk about how you can help out some of the veterans out there?
I tell you, we see it every day, right? There's a need for every veteran out there who, and a lot of them actually are afraid to ask for help, or they just don't know who to go to. And yeah, the Veterans Administration system has a process, okay? But we as an approved vendor, we understand that process. That process we need to communicate to our clients. And there's protocols that they need to follow, right, along with their family members in order to get these solutions in place within their homes. Now, that's the veteran system. I'm proud to tell you that over the last few months, we've developed relationships with different agencies, okay, throughout Michigan. Some are national. They're veteran-related.
Let's do this, Eric. Let's go to a break. When we get back from break, let's continue this conversation on how Atlas Home Improvement can help people in their home. Stick around with more with Atlas Home Safety, only with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Good afternoon and welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys Education Hour. Today featuring Atlas Home Safety. The phone number 800-762-3817. The website, and actually the first of its kind website, especially in our area, atlashomesafety.com.
I like that. I like that. You and I will be using that as a resource. Eric, who can you help and how do you typically help them?
Yeah, great question. We've talked about a few people, right? We've talked about those aging in place and they want to stay in their home, right? But there's a whole nother segment of the community, right? We have folks that are recovering from injuries, right? All the way from the high school level, you know, to the geriatric crowd. Those recovering from surgery, you know, you often have surgery and there's some needs you have with mobility and accessibility within your home. you hate to say it, but end of life situations, right? Folks that are in the final stages of cancer, but they want to live comfortably in their home, right? They may need a ramping system, right, on a temporary basis, that we can provide a rental program to them and make sure that they can get home safely, right, for that time. That's another segment, right? But when you look at other solutions we can offer, we kind of look at it at an even higher level with different agencies and different organizations that we can educate. We can provide education on our solutions, and that could be a surgery center, right? An ambulatory surgery center where folks are having outpatient surgery and they need to get home, right? And have those mobility products available. Agencies that we can educate that help them rehab. You know, we can make recommendations for that. So we have a program called Lunch and Learn, where we come and we provide just a brief presentation on our products and different examples, and we allow for questions. And those can be condo associations as well. You know, oftentimes there's senior living centers. We did one recently with a chain in the local area, and they said, Eric, you know, this is so great to have a resource because we actually get penalized if we don't get folks out of the rehab center in a timely manner, right? And if there's a readmit, they call it, right? Then that's a real challenge, and that costs us a lot of money. So to have you, Atlas Home Safety, as a resource is really valuable.
I like that. I like that a lot. How about church communities? That tends to be the hub for a lot of us emotionally.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of churches I've noticed, right, through the last few years, is there's an elder population as part of the congregation.
Yes, we are.
Those buildings are right. Those buildings are older, and you know there's community centers that, frankly, are usually located in the basement, right? So how are we going to get Mrs. Jones, who's been going to that church for 40 years, down to the community center, right, so she can enjoy that luncheon? We meet with the pastor, we meet with the vestry, sometimes we need to meet at a regional level, right, for funding approval, but the need there is, that's a great point.
In the facility itself.
Indeed, in that facility, so they can continue, and you know, a lot of them tell us, gentlemen, that this church won't be around unless we accommodate that.
So it says Atlas Home Safety, but yes. You will also do commercial installs for certain products?
We will. We will do an evaluation, and we will get the proper permits for that, okay, and work with the state that requires that, okay, for a commercial setting.
I want to make sure people understand. You heard Darian talk about his father earlier. This is your passion. This is Atlas's passion. You want to help people, and you have found so many ways to help people, not just with the products that you offer, but the financing that you offer, the rental. You will help people with a rental if necessary.
Yes.
If that doesn't let people out there know that you want to help them. And I also want to make something clear that right now, we're not just talking to the people that are 50 and over. We're talking to their children as well, because they want to make sure that mom and dad, the fall thing is, what'd you say, Darren? 1 in 3 people will fall?
Right? 1 in 3 over 65 will fall this year.
And they will most likely break something.
And you know, right? What the interesting thing is that I learned about falls, because I would go out and I would ask people, you know, when was the last time you fell or almost fell? And it's like, well, you know, that nobody likes to count them.
No.
So there's a lot of falls that go unreported. So I would have people say to me, like, well, I mean, I fell this morning, but that didn't count because the carpet grabbed me. You know, so there's usually an excuse, you know, how to fall. My mom fell a couple years ago and broke her wrist. And they were going up on vacation. And she put the luggage, took the luggage out of the car. You know, she put the luggage down and she backed up and she tripped over her own luggage, just a fluke little incident, and fell and hurt her wrist, broke her wrist. And she never even counted that as a fall. You know, in her mind, that was a fluke situation. The luggage got in the way. You know,
she's lucky it was just the wrist. My mother fell last year and she broke her hip. And can't even imagine how painful that is. And I liked what you said earlier. Be prepared for this stuff to happen. Don't be reactionary when it does.
Well, that kind of brings up you know, the last topic we should probably talk about is, you know, what's the next step? And we feel pretty strongly that things need to start out with a consultation, you know? And so, yes, some people wait till it's upon them and something bad has happened. And yes, we can work with them and we'll do the best we can to help in a timely manner. With that being said, the best scenario is being proactive. Start having this conversation a little bit earlier than you think you need. Let us come in. We're going to do a professional consultation. You know, it's completely free of charge. There's
can
no obligation.
Can you face this
good
type
question.
Of thing because the finances and the disruption internally to a house? Can Atlas say, here's 12 things that we think you should do over the next couple of years, but these three are the first priority?
Well, absolutely. And frankly, on a consultation, you know, one of the things that we love to do, you know, we do sort of believe in karma in business. And you take care of people and then good things come back to you.
I agree.
We
you
found
built
that.
Your business on that.
So, yes. You know, one of the things that we love to do, there's a whole bunch of things, to be very candid with you, that are free things you can do yourself, very easy, that are just like, you know, here's some, we give out a checklist. Here's some easy things that you can do in your home for yourself just to make your home safer. That does not, it's not going to cost you any real money. We know these things. We've been trained on these things, but homeowners don't know.
Something as simple as anti-slip in the shower.
We give people a leave behind of, you know, here are some easy things you can do for yourself. Now, once we get past the easy stuff, yes, there's definitely some things that stand out. Okay. We got to be able to take a bath properly to stay in the home. You know, we got to be able to get up and down from our bedroom properly. We got to be able to get to the laundry room properly. You know, we got to be able to get to the kitchen properly. You know, we got to be able to get in and out of the house properly. You know, so there are some basics that will kind of rise and we say, listen, yeah, there's 10 different things that you might ultimately need and three of them are larger things. Let's take them one bit at a time. So this is kind of like, you know, how to eat an elephant one bite at a time.
Well, I don't know of any other company that's doing this in Southeast Michigan. And you guys have always been at the forefront of all these issues. And once again, you want people, you want to get to them before they need it. But people with injuries, people who are recovering, elderly people, now's the time to get a hold of Atlas Home Safety. Is that fair?
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for, you know, letting us come on and educate your listeners and you know, we know this is kind of a top of mind awareness thing that, you know, something happens and it, oh yeah, I remember, but start having the conversations now, you know, it is an uncomfortable conversation to have with your parents, but it's gotta be had. And you talk about, like we talk about bathrooms. I used to say to my clients, it's not just about how you are today, but Chuck, what about 5 years from now? What about 10 years from now?
Exactly.
Instead of waiting 10 years, why don't we go ahead and put that safety bar in right now?
So when you have that conversation with your parents, you can list down what needs to be needed. And no matter what needs are, Atlas Home Improvement can help. Thank you so much for coming out with us today, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for joining us, all of you, for listening to the Inside Outside Guys educational bonus hour only on AM 760 WJR.